Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back. There we are, a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast, and directly across from me in our recording studio slash our daughter's bedroom slash the back room of our house that our owner haphazardly added on to the pre-existing home is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We are so happy to have you join us here on this lovely, whatever day it is in your life.
Yeah.
It could be Tuesday. It could be the following Tuesday. This could be... what day does Christmas
this
fall on this
years
week?
Into the
this
future.
Could be years in the future. This could be Christmas 2029. And you are
so hello.
You are deep on a backlog, regardless if this is November 9th, 2021, or this is December 25th, 2029. Please tell a friend about this podcast. Rate, review it, subscribe if you haven't already had. Give it a little 5-star on the iTunes or the Spotify or wherever you do. Enormously helpful for us if you could do that. That would be just so wonderful. That's all we ask of you is just that. That's not true.
We ask a lot.
We do ask a lot. And the other thing that we want you to do is to send in your HHSs.
Holiday horror stories.
Guys, we are accumulating HHSs, holiday horror stories here. Don't Make Me Come Back. There, all you have to do is shoot us an email.
Don't make me come back there at gmail.com.
Tell us just some horrible things that have happened during the holidays. Any holiday, really. Cinco de Mayo.
Quinceañera.
Earth Day. Hanukkah.
Kwanzaa. Valentine's Day.
Halloween. St. Patrick's Day. All Hallows' Eve.
All of them.
Veterans Day, which our kids have off because you should have that off. I get it. But also, so many days off. World Immunization Day.
Is that Friday?
I don't know, but they were in San Diego. They were trying to give a bunch of kids school off. And they're like, just go get the vaccine. And you'd be like, yes, also... school is helpful. Keep the kids in school, but we're not going to get into that. Emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. We're going to spend a lot of our holidays going through that, talking about holiday horror stories. We're going to do some video clips. Boom, boom, boom. Check that out. Also, for those of you backseaters who came out of the Bay Area last week, thank you so much. We had a great time. You can catch about 10 minutes of that show on my YouTube channel. It was up, and then I had an issue that I angered the algorithm gods and I angered the YouTube overlords. So it'll actually be up later tomorrow night. But, you know, all that to say, it was a great show. We had it at the San Francisco Punchline. Thank you guys for coming out. And any backseaters that we have in Milwaukee, I'll be at the Improv on November 17th. In Chicago, I'll be at the Improv in Chicago on the 18th. In Oklahoma City, December 5th. Bricktown Comedy Club, and here in San Diego, sunny San Diego, December 12th at the brand new Laugh Factory here in town. Every time you land here in San Diego, they give the weather, and the captain goes, it's pretty nice, as usual. finally, last bit of promotion. That's not true. There'll be several bits of promotion.
Okay.
On our little podcast here is a special thank you to all of our patrons.
Yes.
If you're not familiar with Patreon, it's just a way you can give a little more and get a little more. You get early access to content. You get discounts on merch. You get a monthly Zoom hang, depending on what level's at, and the Nickerson Christmas card, which is being shot on Wednesday.
Yep.
Planning meeting tomorrow.
Yes.
Shoot. I mean, this is how serious we are about the Christmas card, everybody, that we have planning meetings. We have brainstorming sessions, props.
Absolutely. Costumes.
It's going to be a dandy.
Yep. It's going to be good.
When's the next Zoom hang for the patrons?
That's November 28th, just the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
That'll be a good way for you guys to escape from the family.
Yeah, just go like sit in your car, get on the Zoom, whatever you got to do.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a text from Steven saying that he's a little under the weather. And this is the text I just got from him right here. Yo, I've been a little under the weather the last few days, so the sooner the better on that audio, Playboy. And I'm going to let him know right now. We are recording. This is, you know, some live stuff.
Whew. Live
text. We are
texts.
Recording now. We'll send ASAP.
No need to edit this out, Steven.
Yeah, no.
I know you're not feeling great.
Send ASAP. Sorry for delay. This is really riveting stuff.
Yeah, with a one-handed computer type.
Don't be such... I'm not going to say the rest on air because we're a clean podcast.
Such a party pooper.
There we go.
All right. We're back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen.
We got the Zoom hang.
Yeah,
you know, we got the Nickerson Christmas card.
Check it all out, everybody.
Yeah, you've got till the end of November to sign up.
I feel like...
to get the Christmas card.
Steven might be feeling a little anxious right now. And I think that's a nice segue to get into what we are here to talk about today, which is anxiety. I've got it.
Yeah, I mean...
I've passed it on.
Yes.
As I said to you last week, I'm sorry that I gave my ADD and my anxiety to a child in our home. As you can see with the ADD, I've been pounding a pencil.
Yeah, I can see and hear that.
Everyone hears that this is how I communicate.
Yeah, so you have some mental illness things,
well,
but everyone has a little bit of everything. Yeah.
You know, we're very aware. Everyone's aware.
It's 2021.
You know, what was it? Somebody, was it a kid or an adult? So I heard someone say, like, I feel like everybody these days has a thing. And you know what? We probably do.
Right.
That's the thing. We just kind of know more about the brain.
Yeah.
So we wanted to talk a little bit about it today and not give any necessarily like...
no sound medical advice.
No sound medical advice because that we're not there. But just share kind of what our experience has been with our daughter, our little bear, Claire, who has struggled with anxiety her whole life. We're just kind of realizing it now. Mm-hmm. It's hard when you have like a younger kid because you go like, oh, she didn't want to be in the Christmas play and she kind of threw a fit before. And you're like, okay, that could just be little kid stuff. And you're like, okay, well, here are 7 to 8 other instances that she did that when it came to either performance or sports or school.
A group activity. Yeah.
Where she like didn't want to leave the house or she didn't want to leave you or, you know, she didn't want to be.
Yeah. School drop off for six years or so.
You know, and then you feel like, I really felt like in kindergarten we had gotten through a lot of that, you know, like she wasn't necessarily doing like activities and stuff yet, but she was doing better with drop-offs and grades were good and friendships were good. And then a global pandemic hit and she spent so much time at home.
Yeah.
And what kind of triggered it for us was not just the social stuff, but she developed a lot of tics.
Yeah, she got a cold this summer and then just kept the cough. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was very like, at first it kind of seemed like a normal cough and then you could tell it wasn't have anything to do with sickness and we had to explain to the teachers, like we went to the doctor and he said this is like a habitual cough and you're like, okay. He's like, just ignore it, it'll go away, maybe give her a little honey. And it didn't go away and it's, you know, it just kind of transformed into like a, like one of those,
yeah.
Like it's not, it's like a throat clearing type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then she added some like Scarlet
Risk
Witch
rolling.
Wrist finger stuff.
Yeah.
And now like a head twitch.
Yep.
And it's just a lot of
and
different.
A, like a shoulder.
A little shoulder
shrug.
Move, you know, just some ticks.
Yeah.
As they called. And so we had our first appointment last weekend with a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
And she diagnosed her, what was it exactly, what she said with?
Perhaps some sensory stuff and definitely anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the tics.
Yeah. There's you know, they have a label like mood disorders or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, it was crazy. Dustin and I have never been to like a psychiatrist or a psychologist or done therapy.
Right.
Just haven't. And
probably should have.
Yeah. You know. Like
never been against it.
No, like the internet is a wonderful place to read articles, read books, podcasts.
We both definitely ourselves and as a couple do a lot of self-work, self-analysis.
We try.
You know, especially you.
Yeah, and like then, as much as available via book and podcast and article.
Right.
All that kind of stuff. Yeah, I love that stuff. You know, it's all on social media too and everything. But so we're driving there and this is our first time. The three of us, like, you know, it's Monday morning, here we go. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the car and I'm like making deals with the devil. You know, like I'm like, what if we just do this, then it's probably gonna go away.
Right.
I'm like scrambling to like fix it.
Right.
Even though like I absolutely cannot. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, if we just get rid of her Nintendo Switch, I think these ticks will stop.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That,
like, if she just my has, brain just wants to like
if she just has less sugar,
fix
then
it.
Everything will like, be okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
You just want the thing to go away.
And I think in our with a lot of behavioral or mental health stuff, like, yeah, the parents are like, hey, I don't want to have this problem anymore. It's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that isn't how most problems go away.
Right, right.
I don't know. What were you thinking? You were thinking about Claire because you told me that. You were very all and focused on like how she was feeling and...
Right, which is pretty standard for me of yeah. like how's everybody feeling? How we, you know, mm-hmm. and...
Well, you can feel what she's feeling.
She has a friend in class who has been struggling massively with anxiety.
Yeah.
And
also the youngest.
Yeah. I think the teacher told you today something along the lines of everyone's.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot with our Claire's teacher, and she's awesome. She's yeah. just steady and non-emotional and just very linear
mm-hmm.
every time. Like, we're going to work to improve it. It's going to get better. Stuff like that, you
right.
know? And like, matter of fact. And yeah, she said she's not the only one. And there's just a lack of resources right now because so many kids are struggling.
Right, right. And I think that, yeah, with younger kids, it makes sense because as we've talked about and I've said on stage, like, you know, Claire did more Zoom elementary school than she has in-person school.
Yeah.
She did so mm-hmm. much of it that, you know, it was like a lost year in so many ways, at least developmentally, you know,
just
socially
in,
developmentally.
In a lot of ways, yeah.
Yeah.
She wasn't pushed or those, like you said, those building blocks, you know, that were established in kindergarten.
Yay.
They didn't get to be
yeah, no.
built on.
No, they got knocked down.
Foundations. I don't know. I'm mixing metaphors.
Ground.
Yeah.
I think that I just, you know, you project in the way that you usually empathize as you put yourself in their situation or you trying to remember what it was like for you or anything like that. But we didn't have that. But I was just remembering, I think what made me feel better and I told you about this is like, listen, this isn't the stigma around like therapy and anxiety is gone.
Yeah.
And if you mm-hmm. still carry some of that and whatever, think less of a person, then like just stop existing. We don't need you. We don't need you.
Or just keep your mouth shut and listen.
No, just don't. I don't mean kill yourself. I mean, just don't be around people. Like you said, keep your mouth shut. Like just we don't. Anyone who's here to shame, especially a child.
Yeah.
You know, for the way that their brain functions
mm-hmm.
as with no control of their own, with no decision. This isn't moral. This
yeah.
isn't about being good or bad. This isn't about being disciplined or undisciplined. You know, this isn't
yeah.
about good parenting or bad parenting. This is your brain, you know, it is mm-hmm. the way that it is, you
yeah.
know, with no, you know, with there's sometimes there's a causality and sometimes there's not. You know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm just saying, if anyone who's there to attach any negative stigma, just don't. Just stay away. Just keep out of any sphere. Don't ever speak publicly or speak at all. We don't. Your voice and perspective is one that is dead and irrelevant, and the world does not need to hear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Okay. Just a small PSA.
I don't know if I'm mincing words here. I don't know if this is coming across clearly or not.
No, but I think it's pretty clear.
But you've had
I'm
your...
I'm glad you didn't say kill yourself.
No. I don't think that. Of course I don't, you know.
Because if you
wanted to do that, you would have a mental illness and you probably wouldn't think this way.
You would have your own struggles.
You would have your own struggles. That's what I'm saying.
We all have our struggles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're coming from such a place of judgment.
And pride.
And pride. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we just don't need that voice.
We already have that judgment on ourselves. We don't need anybody else to put it on us.
Yeah, exactly. I already feel like this is my fault. I don't need you to say that. But the reason I feel that is because of generations and generations and generations of generations of that made kids feel bad or weird or like they're failures or they're outcasts because their brain doesn't work the way that the very limited structure of society we had and very small, narrow path that we had for them to walk, their brain didn't fit super well. You know,
it's so crazy. You just end up at whatever time in history that you're born.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's just wild. Right. Like I read comedy memoirs and stuff, and you look back and you're like, wow, you know, this brain was like clearly like anxious.
And, what'd you say the other day? You're like, I'm pretty sure David was depressed.
Yeah. In the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And oh yeah.
And Saul certainly was.
Certainly grieving. And
Saul was going through some stuff. Remember David had to come in and play the music.
I think Saul might've had, bipolar? Mm. Yeah, because he would have like fits.
What
and
do you
rage.
Think their Enneagram number was, Melissa? Sorry.
Well, Dustin. Yeah. I'm kidding. David was a 4.
The point being, when we were walking, when we were driving, there's a multitude of emotions. But what I sense from Claire is like, she's like, no, this is not weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
But you heard the doctor say this is some of our old baggage.
Yes.
The doctor described what type of doctor she was.
Yeah. Okay. So the appointment was so interesting.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't like warm, like a kindergarten teacher, like, hi.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She was like, basically like, you have to leave, Dad. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
We'll call you from the parking lot.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Because of COVID rules.
Yeah.
And then not a bright, shiny office, like, you know, like a fun dentist or something.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Pretty like white walls,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But then, and then you have to sit down and she's behind a computer screen typing.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is fantastic. Yeah,
it wasn't a
a
therapy session.
No, it was an intake or, you know, like like they have medical terminology and, you know, formulas to, you know, decide how the kid's doing. And so we're entering all this stuff and it's, you know, whenever you go to the doctor and you're like hurt or in pain and they're like, so what are you here for?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I already told someone and this makes me hurt more.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to keep
Please
telling
don't
you.
Make me tell you over and over and over and over.
But you have to. And so we do this huge questionnaire and she tells Claire. Which is great because she does have kid instincts, like she works with kids. She's like, there's not going to be any shots today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give you like a checkup. And she's like, there's you know, I don't know how she said it, like there's doctors that do shots and checkups, and then there's doctors for emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, my upbringing just rolled my eyes back in my head. Like, oh, you think you're an emotion
you're not a
doctor.
Real doctor?
And then I was like, stay in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, my body had like pushed back to that.
Yeah, people are complicated, man. People are real complicated. Ourselves in that, you know, are included in that, that you're like, this is great. You're getting some help. And then part of you like, this is all BS. She's just being dramatic. Like, that's that's like the old, like little, that's what I'm talking about. Like, what I'm condemning, I know is in me.
Yeah.
It's in there. Yeah. They're like, just stop doing this. Just stop doing the tick. And they're like, I can't. And you're like, yes, you can. And they say, I can't. And you're like, I mean, I guess you probably can't, you know?
Like, no, we talked about that over the weekend. Yeah, she was like, I want my body to stop doing this, and it can't.
Yeah, yeah. How about you picking at your psoriasis? How come that didn't get it? How come that got a pass?
Or people biting their nails.
Yeah,
or, you know,
grinding our teeth at night. Just stop. Just stop doing it. I know it's subconscious,
yeah,
and you have no control over it. Or how about
maybe
when
we should all get hypnotized?
How about your psoriasis in general? When your stress gets worse, your just body eats at itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inflammation.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just stop, Melissa. Just stop being less stressed. That's all. Just stop being. Just be happier.
Stop producing more skin than you need.
But also, do keep the mic in front of your mouth, please.
Okay. Sorry.
So anyways, yeah. I what I was glad is I thought about, you know, the, you know, because I went in at the end and she, you know, I caught like the last like 1 minute or whatever.
Yeah.
And she gave like a little, and I could just tell Claire didn't feel weird. She didn't feel weird at all. She didn't feel, and I think that there's really something to having these conversations at a younger age, mm-hmm, and that they're like, well, this is just what it is. This is, you know, a part of my life. We also had been gifted the day before, 2 days before, with having some dinner with some friends who it randomly came up that their child had gone through something similar.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and then like there's a friend and you're just like, this is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a thing that needs to be dealt with. And I told you that, and I mean this genuinely, I'm like, if this would have been dealt with me, then,
yeah,
I, you know, Claire has an opportunity to be a better version of me than I could have ever been. Not that she's some clone of me, but I mean,
yeah,
that stuff, that anxiety that she has, I have. And it just never... So she has my same kind of like empathetic, you know, you know, number two type stuff, or, you know, Enneagram two, but also like, I don't know, I don't usually have the tools for the other piece of the self-care, you know, and you're like, well, no, you're trying to equip her to be the best version of this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Her teacher assigned her as the doctor.
Right. Because she's good at caring for people. Yeah.
Walks everyone to the nurse. She gets some Band-Aids.
She told her she's a future therapist, right?
Yeah. She's like an empath, and she's like really good around people that are suffering, even if it's just like,
right,
you know, they need a Band-Aid. Yeah. From the playground. I have a list of friends who... That helps so much, because like I have friends who have kids with ADHD, and I have a friend that daughter has tics as well,
mm-hmm,
depression, stuff like that. And
right,
having those relationships really help, because, you know, they're vulnerable. They tell you about it, and then you can learn from them and
yeah,
get resources well, that
and
help.
That's the hard part with me, of just being like saying it, and just because you go like, well, I'm just always trying to make everyone think that everything's great with all my kids and everything's perfect with them, because it feels like a direct reflection of you, and it kind of is, but it kind of isn't. But
right,
like I think I told you, like whether or not your kid has a mental illness or a disability or, you know, whatever it may be, like that's not up to you.
No.
But mm-hmm, how you care for them is up to you. How you advocate for them,
yeah,
how you, what mm-hmm resources, you know, what, you know, how you treat them, how you build up the rest of the home to treat them. That's all on you. That's, you don't get to control the thing that they are, or mm-hmm, happen to them, or whatever their, yeah, disability may be, or like I said, their mental illness, or even, you know, their personality, or the bad decisions that they make. A lot of time you don't get to control that, but you do get to control your response to it. And I feel like that's what we're trying to do now, of being like, Listen, of course I feel shame. I have a baseline of shame at all times.
Yes.
And I have also this baseline of I need to control the narrative so that people think things are okay. I got to shake all that kind of stuff and, you know, push all that nonsense down and just go like, hey, this is what it is. It happened for whatever reason it happened, but how it's our response that will show it, that will be indicative of how much we love her and how much we care about her. And frankly, how good a parent you are, you know, like, are you willing to put the work in and not just be like, it's okay, get over it, you know,
and
which is what I want to do, which is what a part of me wants to do.
Yeah. And for me, it's really hard to like put on the advocate hat. You know,
right?
Because I'd much rather snowplow and just like, I'll do it. I'll make it better.
Right.
You don't have to deal
with it. I'll fix it.
Let me fix it.
Yeah.
Nobody learns.
No, 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 no. Sorry, I went in to fix you there.
Oh, there it is. I was like, what are you singing? I will try to fix you. I will snowplow the path.
If I play fix you right now, you're going to cry even more than normal.
Yeah. But remembering that this is how people learn and grow is through difficult circumstances.
Mm.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Justin,
you know what a difficult circumstance is?
Stop.
Is when something spills all over your floor.
That is terrible.
I sensed you going into the other ad, but I hijacked you.
You did.
I think
infuriating.
Absolutely. A messy floor. How about the back of the Honda today? We're driving, we're picking up the preteen girls from school and driving them home. Mm-hmm. And the back of my car, and it was pretty dirty.
Yes.
And you know what we could have used was a Munchie Mug.
Yep, we lifted up that car seat. We need to give Gloria a Munchie Mug.
Peanuts.
For her canoeing.
Various, all times of crumbs.
Driving.
All the crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
Snickers.
Snickers? Cheez-Its.
Yep.
Cheerios.
Cheez-Its Grooves, which are very good. White cheddar Cheez-Its.
Okay.
Extra cheddar Cheez-Its.
What about the Ritz that has like a pretzel on one side?
Mmm.
Flips.
Oops, double cheddar Cheez-Its. Parmesan Cheez-Its.
Peanut butter Cheez-Its? No.
Oh, there might be.
Pizza Cheez-Its.
There's probably a pizza Cheez-It out there.
Cheez-Its are
maybe
so good.
Salsa Cheez-Its. There's probably one of those.
Salsa.
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 Guys, Munchie Mug is the best spill-proof cup on the market. If you've got some stuff in your life that you want to spill, Munchie Mug is the item for you. Dishwasher safe. Made here in the USA. If you go to munchiemug.com, you're already going to get free shipping. If you use promo code Don't Make Me, you're going to get 25% off that entire order. Munchiemug.com.
Oh, oops.
Munchiemug.com, making
your life less messy.
Yeah. But Melissa, what else is a stressful situation?
Yeah. So I got this little reminder here from Bark this week.
Fun fact
about 12-year-olds. 12 can be the age of wavering self-esteem, high confidence one day, and incredible self-doubt the next. Either way, they need the support of someone at home. Let them know you're here for them.
That's a really little nice note.
I know. Bark is just helping.
Hey, guys, if you're not familiar with Bark, Bark is a parental control phone monitoring app that helps keep kids safer online. Bark's mission is to protect as many children, different children as possible. All those of you who are parents know, parenting is way different than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of different challenges on there. And what Bark does is it monitors your children's texts, emails, YouTube, 30-plus apps, and social media platforms for issues like cyberbullying, adult content, threats of violence, bullying. My texts get flagged a lot to Joel because there's bullying, and it's about how like we get whooped in fantasy football. It's a lot of that type stuff. You know, that's what they kind of keep an eye on. Plus, you can set schedules, other stuff you got going on.
Yeah, so it helps kids to maintain some privacy, and it saves parents time while also keeping kids safe and letting the parents know if there's things to be dealt with.
Here's what I like about it. I feel like I don't have to worry because the unknown of what your kid is doing on their phone and the internet and iPad and Chromebook is terrifying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they take the fear away because they're watching. keeping an eye on things, letting you know if you need to know, not telling you everything, but letting you know if you need to know. I mean, if we've gotten 100 flags from Joel, mm-hmm. we've discussed two of them. Because sure. certain ones you're just like, oh, that's, I'm glad to know that that's happening, mm-hmm. but I don't need to intervene necessarily.
Yeah.
So if you guys go and check out Bark, you can get a free 7-day trial and 15% off for the life of your subscription if you use promo code Don't Make Me. Again, that's all one word, no apostrophe, free 7-day trial and 15% off for the life of your subscription if you use promo code Don't Make Me.
Bark Technologies, keeping kids safe online.
Okay, so right before we started here, so Claire and I today, because I got home today, and it was mm-hmm. a shorter trip. I was gone like 72 hours, so it was a shorter one, which Claire told me on my last long trip. She's like, I wish you could just leave 3 days. And I was like, okay, is that the sweet spot? Does 3 days not bother Claire too much? And but I had been home for like 10, 11 days, so it was a longer stay. But so her and I hung out a bunch today. We went and got Joel. We jumped on the trampoline. We played a bunch of games. We pretended to be cats. We did a bunch of drawing. We had an eventful little evening. We did our homework.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. And but I was kind of noticing a lot of the ticks and stuff. And we had talked about this earlier. You told me like that Gloria was kind of like a bully a little bit. Not really a bully, but just kind of upsetting her. Over
she
the
was
weekend,
a sixth grade girl.
She was being an older sister.
Yeah.
So I pulled them aside, and you know, should have told you, but I just pulled them aside because we were saying like, this is like a thing that, like, Gloria's ADD has been well documented amongst the family. It's a mm-hmm. thing that we talk kind of openly about.
Yeah.
And I don't think this was a mistake because she was the younger. She's the younger, but we just were like, gosh, you guys just play a very important role in this. And so this is me telling you what I told them, which was, hey, you know, we went to the psychiatrist. As you guys know, she got diagnosed with anxiety. You guys have seen it over the years. You know, she gets clingy. You know, she gets really nervous. She gets really scared. You know, she can't kind of function. She melts down in certain settings. She kind of, and you've noticed like some of the tics.
Yeah.
And, you know, they kind of like giggled a little. I was like, listen, I understand. Some of them are kind of cute and charming.
Yeah.
You know, some of them are a little on the grosser side, but, you know, it's important that we don't really talk about them and just kind of know that they're in. I told them, like, your job is to make her feel safe and comfortable and happy and at peace and not argue with her. And I told him about the Jesus saying, blessed are the peacemakers, because Gloria's like, well, sometimes. And I was like, I understand, but like, she's at a state right now where we don't need to play like the fair game. Don't throw her under the bus. You can come and talk to us personally, like aside, but we just kind of need you to be a peacemaker. You know,
it's encouraging.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And not always need to be right on everything and think about, you know, like in a sibling's situations, it's always the whole world is like fair. Is this fair? Did I come out as right and just? Mm-hmm. Did I get what I deserve? Did they get what they deserve? You know, because Claire is really like sensitive to like, you know, Gloria can just give like a facial expression, which like, stop it. You know, like we can't. I'm assuming that that's what happened a lot of this last weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But you were also reading some articles. You have an article to share. And this one I'm actually...
You're going to listen?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So Gloria's school does a parent coffee hour. And the topic was how to help your kids with anxiety.
Mm.
So that was a little pertinent for us. So I've got 9 different little things. But I'll just kind of summarize.
Who wrote this? Where this was from?
Yeah,
LMAC.
So... the counselor, she didn't share the source. And she, anyway.
Might have been her.
Yeah, she does counseling in an office, you know, like, I don't know. She does presentations. She has a private practice and she works at Gloria's school.
Okay.
So, yeah, and she's also been a counselor for a long time. So she's great. Yeah. So these aren't like... These were my notes from that talk.
Okay.
All right. So
this was last week.
Perfect. But yes. Number one is like validate the feeling. So don't say you shouldn't feel this way. Nothing is wrong. All right.
Is this about anxiety, or is this about our fighting? Or is this about a married couple and a spat? So I'm sorry, you should or should not tell someone how to feel.
Right.
This is like when you told me earlier when we were hiking, where you said like you read a book where it said, what was it called? Like how to raise your adult child or whatever, or how to have an adult relationship with your adult children.
Yeah, how to parent your adult children.
And like the first thing was like only give advice if they ask for it. And I was like, I just feel like that's just life in general. Like once they get past like three, you're like, yeah, I didn't ask for your help. I just need to be heard. So I think that this is like, that sounds like some of that just generic advice that you're like, yeah, sure, that applies to here. Absolutely.
Yeah, this will apply to lots of things. Okay, so she explained anxiety and how, listen, I don't know all these terms, but like when you're in a state of anxiety, you're in the amygdala part of your brain, which, you know, if you think of like you flip your lid and you're like freaking out and you're not irrational.
Mm.
So
do you relate to
somebody
that at all?
Said like drunk with feelings and the way that you can't reason with a drunk person.
Oh my gosh. This is the most helpful thing I've ever heard
with someone who's in that state.
It's funny because when I'm on stage and I'm dealing with a drunk, I'm always like, I can't reason with you. And now I'm realizing then when you get drunk with feelings, I got to stop trying to reason with you and Claire for that matter and Gloria for that matter and Joel and myself. We all get this way.
Yep.
But you're who I deal with the most. And I think you get drunk with feelings. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Yeah. I'm like, you are out. I've said to you, probably
sometimes drunk with hormones too.
Yeah, that's true. So I've said to you maybe 50 times in our marriage, like, hey, I'm just gonna, when you get back in reality, when you want to come back here and have like a normal conversation, let me know.
Yeah, that's what Jen Hatmaker says. Don't get on the roller coaster.
Yeah,
stay on the platform.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Everybody, you know, like they're scary, but there's a payoff.
All right, so we got our first acronym.
You should get a picture in the middle of it. Okay.
Feel. All right, you ready? So the F is for freeze.
Fight. Fight. Escalate. What's the next one?
Okay.
Exhaust.
All right.
And then tantrum.
Feel
is one. Okay. I'm sorry. L was the last one. I went feet for some reason. Feel. Leave.
Limit.
Leave.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got freeze, which means like stop, help.
Yeah.
E is emphasize.
Emphasize what?
So Bonnie always says this. If I believed that the world was going to end, that I would be scared too. Or if I believed that no one in my class liked me, I would be scared too. Or sad too.
Who said this, Bonnie?
So the counselor says...
the counselor.
To emphasize. Maybe I meant to write down...
empathize?
Empathize. I think that's the word that's supposed to be there.
Right. That makes more sense.
I did say empathize.
You said emphasize.
Okay. That was my fault. I wrote empathize.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. So, just like... wow, if I was so worried about this test, then I would also, you know, be thinking about it a lot. Evaluate. I wonder if there's a solution here or if there's a fear going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the L is listen or let go. So we already talked about listening. And the let go is like letting go of guilt or embarrassment about how you're feeling anxious.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So feel. Number two, help kids understand worry has a purpose.
Mm.
It's not all bad and it's normal. It's a protective mechanism. Share a time when you felt anxiety and it helped you.
Never.
For example.
Oh, sorry.
You're driving and it's pouring down rain. Right. So you need to focus and get through it.
Okay.
Even though you're scared.
That's your anxiety helping you?
Well, your anxiety is like when we were hunter gatherers and there was a bear coming, like,
oh, you're like, oh, this serves a purpose.
That purpose, it's an alarm system that sets off your body to run. And
it's kind of like I've always said about like nerves. You're like, nerves are not a bad thing. Nerves just tell you that this matters.
Yeah.
Nerves, like, yeah, you're nervous about this because you care about it, you know?
Yeah, it's just when you're nervous all the time, not right before you get on stage. That's that's where the issue is.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. So this one was in the book that Claire and I read as well, What to Do When You Worry Too Much. Number three, bring your worries, your child's worry to light. Pull the monster out of the closet, name it so you can tame it. Mm. So worry, nervous, embarrassed, self-conscious. So like, that's kind of the same thing as evaluate. Or in the first one, you can kind of move it away from you.
Right.
Like set it apart. Mm. Like this anxiety is here, but it's not, you know, me, that kind of thing.
It's not who you are. It's just a thing. Yeah.
There's, I think we have another one that's kind of similar later, but this is number four. Teach your child to be a thought detective. So this is the three C's.
Okay.
Catch the thought, challenge the thought.
Catch it.
Change the thought.
Challenge it. Change.
So this is the same thing as, she has another acronym, Control Alt Delete, like on a computer.
It's a lot to memorize. This is, I know. This is not a list for ADD kids.
I'm sorry. I'll try and keep this exciting.
This is a lot of acronyms.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I'm going to be honest. I took notes on this talk while working. Because that's the beauty of Zoom.
Sure. Absolutely.
You're like, yeah, I'm listening to an anxiety lecture and also sending some emails.
And getting some work done.
Yeah. It's kind of fun. That's pretty straightforward there.
Mm-hmm.
This is one that we've done. Number five is worry time. You set a timer and you push the anxious thoughts away until a specific time, like right after school with a trusted adult. And that's when you can let all your worries out.
Right. Which she kind of did for a little bit. But now she just wanted to hang out with you.
Yeah, it was good.
It switched to talk time, right?
Yeah. If you don't have any more worries, you can switch to talk time. The point is, throughout the day, you're kind of training yourself like, I feel this, but I'm gonna wait till worry time.
I get to deal with this later.
Yeah, I don't have to feel it or stay in it all day. So
that's good.
A worry box, that might help some people.
That's kind of what like adults do with drinking.
I'm gonna numb out.
I'm
later.
Going to deal with this later.
Never.
I will have worry time a little bit later. Something to take the edge off.
All right.
I gotta start calling. When you make yourself a cocktail in the middle of the night, are you allowed to start calling it worry time?
Worry time. Okay, number six. What ifs to what is. Okay, so.
Man, we're still going on these, huh?
Yeah, we are. Staying present. You are safe. And then this is where you use your brain and
that's
not your
where
body.
Find
four yellow things.
Oh, yeah.
Like in the room.
Okay.
So on Friday when you left.
That's just grounding, right?
It's grounding.
Yeah.
We played I Spy on the way to school.
Okay.
Right?
That's good.
Like orange, black, like.
Yeah, that's what I do when my heart rate gets up. I just start saying the things that I see.
Mm-hmm.
But as I've told you before, then my brain realizes what it's trying to trick itself.
Yeah.
And it goes, nice try, buddy.
So
worrying right now.
On the parent Zoom, I asked about that.
Oh, yeah? You asked about what?
I said, I have family members who have anxiety and ADHD.
Yeah.
And how...
Well, sometimes they're
The mind games, like they aren't tricked by them.
Yeah, well, and just asking your brain to focus is kind of an impossible task.
Yeah, so that's where.
What did they say?
They suggested sensory stuff, which is
oh,
like
sure.
I'm moving my right leg up. I'm stomping my left leg. I'm moving my right leg. I'm stomping my left leg.
Yeah.
So it's more like, I mean, you don't have like a can of Play-Doh.
You just have to look like a crazy person. That's what you have to do.
You have to do a TikTok dance.
Yeah. you just have to no longer get to be a functioning human in society.
Well, you could write your name with your finger.
Where?
On your pants.
All right. Yeah.
You're supposed to focus.
Sounds so boring.
I know.
But yes, I get it.
It's not the roller coaster, Dustin. You're on the platform.
But roller coasters are more fun.
Okay, number seven.
How many of these are there?
There's three more.
Okay.
Don't avoid everything that creates anxiety.
Sure.
Slow exposure to the thing that creates anxiety can be good. You can start small. For example, we were at a football game and we sat at the top of the bleachers.
Mm-hmm.
Why we did that? Well, we wanted the back, you know, so you can lean against the back of the
right,
bleachers.
Right, which is nice.
But it was crazy high. And that was freaking Claire out.
Being that high.
Because it was like one of those open bleachers so you could like totally see.
Sure.
Like if you dropped, you know, like a pencil, it would fall all the way down.
And that scared her about falling or did that scare mom?
Exposure therapy. Honestly, I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Number eight. Dustin, I'm not a counselor. I took notes on a counselor talking. All right. Sometimes you can make a checklist. Maybe you could make this.
I made a checklist with her today when you left because this helps me. Mm-hmm. I said, these are the things that we need to do. I will make you ramen. We're going to play on the trampoline. We're going to do your homework. We're going to play these things. I think that totally helped her. Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that I always have done with Joel, like when he was little.
Yeah.
I always had a checklist. This is more like an anxiety checklist.
Oh, okay.
So start breathing.
So I failed.
No, but like this would be like something in your phone app or on a little piece of paper. Start breathing. Mm-hmm. Name the feeling or things around me. That's the grounding. Go to a safe place in your mind or in person. Tell yourself it's not a forever thing. Trust your checklist. All right,
we gotta wrap this list up.
All right, we got one more.
Okay.
Number nine, practice self-compassion. I am not my anxiety. It's something I sometimes experience.
That's good.
Yeah.
That goes both ways too, because some people like, I don't know, we've talked about this before. You're like, and they like,
love it.
They like that's their thing. Yeah. And you're like, well, you should be aware. We want you to be aware. We want you to be dealing with it, but that's not who you are. You know?
Yeah.
Right?
It's a tendency. It's a struggle.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We all got stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the important thing that we remember here is that we do take notes in Claire's sessions. So as you know, to maybe help me out a little.
100%.
So what was that? Was those coping mechanisms? And then
what if Claire developed ADHD?
What about Gloria's ADD stuff? You're a good mom. You're a good caseworker. Kids are lucky to have you, babe.
Thanks.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Melissa on a hike a week and a half ago said, dare I say we're thriving, which is the most optimistic thing she said in 20 years of us together.
Yeah.
And then like two days later, we're in a psychiatrist's office. But you know what? Both of those things are true, because someone having anxiety doesn't mean they're not doing well. Right. It's just a thing they got.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a thing that they're dealing with.
Yep.
We would, in addition to holiday horror stories, if any of this is helpful to any of you guys, or if you guys have any insight, any personal stories, by all means, shoot us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. We'd really appreciate hearing from you guys.
And get better, Steven.
Yeah, Steven, toughen up, bro. Toughen up. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to that episode of Don't Make Me Come Back There, everybody. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That is our highest tiered patrons. Thank you so much for your contribution and support of this podcast to Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Dave Hoagland, Damarius Diaz-Stevens, Nicole Carraz, Tiffany Payne, Farrah Journey, Dave Cox, Isaac Terran, Lori Amos, Carrie Teague, The Forgotten Friend, Reptile Sanctuary, check them out on YouTube, and Jordan Cowan. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate, again, you and your support of this podcast. Thank you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.